Before we learn the Mishnah Berurah, the Sif Aleph, the Siman Reish Mem Daled, let's just go over quickly the Lashon of the Machaber again. Reishik Adam Perish Masnei Mei Eini Yehudi Al Malachim. A person can make conditions with a guy about working. He should work for him, v'kaitzitz damim. And they come to a price that he's going to pay him. That means there's a certain malacha, there's a certain job that this guy is going to do for him. And they make a price. Even though the guy is doing this in Shabbos, this is mutter. When the malacha is not mafusim, the guy is doing, he gave the guy clothing to wash, he gave him a car to fix. Shein makir makil shezu ha-malacha ha-nasas b'shabbos shal yisraeli. It is not mefulsem, it is not known that this guy is doing this malacha for the Yid in Shabbos. So then this is permissible. The guy is doing it adayte denafse. That means he was not told to do this at this time. He's doing it because he wants to do it now. So therefore, the malacha is being done through the guy for the guy. That means this is done in Shabbos because the guy wants to do this in Shabbos. That is, if not too many people are aware that this malacha is being done. It's b'tzina she'ein makirim akil. We'll see soon the Mishnah Berurah. Avol im hoisa yidua mefusemes. But what if this malacha that the guy is doing, we have the same conditions, the guy does not have to do this on Shabbos, he was hired to do a certain malacha, and the guy on his own accord decided to do it on Shabbos for his convenience. Also, this is also, Shaharaya Esa'eni Yehudi Isaac. Because when someone will see that the guy is doing this malacha, and it is mefulsim, he is unaware that there was a ktsitsa, that the guy has to do a certain malacha, and he can do it whenever he wants, and that what he is doing it in Shabbos, because he's doing it for his own convenience. But a person who sees this will say, Va'aymer, he will say, Shaplaini socha ha'ini yudi lasisoy malacha b'Shabbos. He will assume that the Yid hired the guy to work for him. So the guy is working in Shabbos for the Yid, not Adaita Dinamshe, is working for the Yid. And since people will say this, there's a Issa of Maris Ayin. Leficho, therefore, Apoisik imenaini Yehudi livnes lechatereyai kasoloi. If a person made up with a guy to build the chotzel or a kaisel, or to cut the truanis field. These are all things which people see. These are mefusim dikim malachis. Im hoisa ha-malachet b'mdine, so if the malacha was in the ear, or even though it's not in the residential area, but it's Mesech HaTchum. So a person walking in Shabbos could pass by this field and see how a guy is working in the field. So also, he is not permitted to let him do this malacha, Mignei Horayim, because the people that will see this, they are unaware of the agreement that the guy had made up to do this malacha And whenever the guy feels like doing it, and the guy is doing it on Shabbos, not for the Eid, not for himself, but people do not know this, so therefore this is also. Ago, v'afilu im dor bein ha'inam Yehudim, even if the house that is being worked on is this Yiddish house is in a Goyish neighborhood. So we don't have a chash of Malasayim. All his neighbors are Goyim. So we don't have this chash of Malasayim. But perhaps he might invite some guests. And the guests will be by him Shabbos, and the guests will witness how the guy is working for him. So there is a shad. Or forget about the guests. The bnei bayis will see that the guy is working. They'll be choshed him that he hired the guy to work for him. They will not believe or assume that the guy was hired, that the guy is a kablan and theoretically can do whatever he wants, and the guy is doing this malachi on Shabbos because the guy wants to do it. They will be choshed him that the case is differently. So therefore, this is also.
But the other day, then, if the guy went ahead and did the work on Shabbos anyway, the yid would be permitted to get hana from that malachi.
We're just speaking about if he's permitted, if he has to tell him to stop working. V'imhoisa, that he says, also learn the classes by Malacha Mishabbos. V'imhoisa, a Malacha chutz l'tchum, we'll see later about this, it's right from Poshet, what you just said now. V'imhoisa, a Malacha chutz l'tchum, if this Malacha was done chutz l'tchum, that means no yid will find himself by that field. That field is chutz l'tchum ha'ir. So mamele, no one will ever see this. V'gam ein ir acheres b'seich tchum ha'ishal mokim sh'oisim by moloche mutav. Then this is mutav, because there's no reason why it should be yosa. Me'iker adin, the guy is doing this adaita b'nafshe. So it's Mika, then it's Mutter. The whole reason we asked it is Alf Maris Ayin, but if it's Chutz L'tchum, there's no Maris Ayin. Now, before we see the Mishnah Brura, I would like to mention there's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, there's a third sheet also, there's a Ram. Now, with this, we'll understand a little better the hachros that we will find in the Mishnah Brura. There is a halacha, and we learned the halacha already, that if a person has a field, and he hired a goy to be an oris on the field, which means that the goy is working on the field, and he gets a percentage of the profit, because he's permitted to work on Shabbos. He's doing it for himself, even though the owner of the field is also deriving benefit, but that is irrelevant. Since the goy is working Shabbos in order that he should get more profit, so that's called the malacha is being done for himself. So this is mutter, and this is a halacha we had in Simen Reish Mem Gimel. Because that's a rishus, that is right. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam built from this halacha another halacha. He made a kal v'chaima. The Rabbeinu Tam said, so what if I have a person who's a kablan, that means he has to do a malacha. There's no specific time when it has to be done. And he's doing it on Shabbos because he wants to do it on Shabbos. He's building a house for someone on Shabbos. Why is he doing it on Shabbos? He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, but He wants to do it on Shabbos. He was hired to build the house. And he can do it whenever he wants. He decides to do it on Shabbos. So the Rabbi Natan said, if an artist is mutter, and when an artist does work on Shabbos, the Yid is getting a benefit from this, because the work that is being done on Shabbos, he's getting a benefit. More true is growing on Shabbos, and he's getting a benefit. So he says, if a Yid hired a Kabbalan to build a house, and the Kabbalan could have done it, there's 7 days in the week, and he decides to do it on Shabbos, the Yid doesn't derive any benefit from this, that the guy is doing it on Shabbos. So he says, if an Oris is mutter, a Kabbalan is a mutter. That's what the Rabbi Natan passed. That's the Shitas of Rabbi Natan. He wasn't Goyres Marasayim. This is the Shitas of Rabbi Natan. The Ri is Heulik on the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Mechaba is Nishita Sari. The Ri says, there's a tremendous difference between an Oris and a Kabbalan. An Oris, the people know that fields are rented, that people are arisim on a field, and they work on the field. So there, if that's a normal procedure. So if you see a guy working in Shabbos, a guy working in Shabbos on the field, you know he's doing it for himself, because he's getting a profit. To build houses, sometimes there's a Kabbalan, and sometimes he is hired by the owner to build the house for him. Who knows? He's the same guy. Who knows that this guy was hired from the owner, or this guy is a Kabbalan? Who knows this? No one knows this. So therefore, the Ri was chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. So how you permitted to do something? You can't compare this to an Oris. An Oris was a double logal. The people knew that fields were rented out to Orisim. In building houses, you can have a Schirya and you can have a Kabbalan. Therefore, it's also Als Maris Ayin. There's a third shita which the Taisus brings down that also differentiates between an Oris and a Kabbalan. But this shita is very interesting. This shita is that the whole heter was by an Oris, because an Oris gets a profit in the tvua that is growing. He gets a third, a quarter. So he looks like a shutter. It's called, he's doing it, that's called he's doing it for himself. But a person who gets paid this longness, if he's a Kabbalan, or if he's a Schir Yoyim, if he's getting money, Chazal never differentiated. And Chazal, so maybe there's no difference between a Kabbalan and a Schir Yoyim. So we have here three shittas. The Rabbeinu Tam holds a Kabbalan is mutter, period. He's a Kabbalan, he's doing it for himself. The Ri said that he can't say a Kabbalan is mutter, period, because people might think that he's a Schir Yoyim. And therefore, we will see soon in the Mishnah Berurah, if we live in a city, that this is only done through Kabbalanus. That means the house is only built through a Kabbalan. You don't find it's not built through a Schir Yoyim. Every house is built with Kabbalanum, not with Schir Yoyim. So there's a svara to say, I feel according to the Ri, and also be mutter. No, we was only chayish for Marasayim. So that's tafki. If things are done sometimes through Schiriyim, sometimes through Kabbalonim, we cannot rely on the Yid the Kabbalan, because that's the truth, but people don't know this. But if the minik ha'ir is that these melachos are always done through Kabbalonim, so memela it should be mutter. Thus, there's a meridik in Chuvis Noide B'Yehuda. The Noide B'Yehuda, there was a shaila. Someone had a leaky roof. Someone had a leaky roof, and it was bitter. Now, all the people, all the roofers who fixed roofs were, after Sukkot, they were going to go away to places. They're going away, and they had their jobs. In Chala Moed Sukkis, they were in Prague. Means all the workers, all the roof, all the roof were in Prague then. But after Chala Moed Sukkis, they're going to go away. There was a shaila that was given to the Noida B'Yudin, and this was the shaila. He has a leaky roof. If it won't be fixed in Chala Moed, the whole winter will have a leaky roof, which is terrible. A tremendous accident. The Noida B'Yudin did research, and he found in Prague there is no roof which is a Schir Yoim. All the roofers in Prague are kablonim. I mean, there's no such thing as a Schir Yoim. You go, every roof is a kablon, and then they fix roofs. We do it whenever they feel like doing it on their own time. So the Noida B'Yudin, Martin and Bimata, good, terrific. But then the night of Yudah, you know why he asked it? Because we just learned Halacha. Maybe this person or someone will get an Oira in Chala Moed who doesn't come from Prague. He comes from another city. And in the other city, the roofers, yeah, roofers which are Schir Yoim also. So we can't rely that you're allowed to fix the roof in Chala Moed, because in Prague, everyone is a kablon. This Oireh that's going to come in Prague for Chala Moed, maybe he'll come from a city that there are roofers which are Schir Yoim also. Because of that.
Because it's all Chashuv to stand with Mamazel the whole city.
What?
We're
afraid of the Marasayin of Anoyrech.
One person.
That will see in the Mishnah Buddhist. That's one person. We're afraid of Marasayin and finished.
So he couldn't do it during Kolm.
Hey, that's why he didn't want to be matter to do it Chalamoid. Unless he had old Reidel. But the Pashnis, the Native Yudah, did not want to be matter like this. We went through, we have the Rebbeinu Tam that holds his mutter. The he who asked, but if there's no Schir in whole Prague, there's no one that fixes a roof, that's not a kavum. All the roofs are kavums. But he said, that's in Prague, but who knows what's in the other cities. And if a Neurich will come in Prague, Chala Moed, from another city, it'll be a Mara sign. I'm just telling you how an Adam Godel looks at a Shaila. It's Halamoid. This is how an Adam Godel looks at the Shaila. And he didn't give a bright answer for sure. Okay, now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah.
Okay, because the common sense, fix not within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know what? It's all the comfort
in
the
air.
Well,
I think the time
they
to come,
that's
2 weeks.
Yeah, but if he's working for me in Chala Moed, it's bitter. It's not a science. It's no chilek when I think he could do it some other time. And when the Kabbalah works on Shabbos also, I didn't want he should do it on Shabbos. He's doing it for his own benefit. He wants to do it on Shabbos. He wants to do it on Chala Moed. But there is Mara science to finish. So forget about it. We asked this is a Maris Ayin. We're saying the high Aschir Yoim, which is also a Samidah Rabbonah. This is the simonim that we are learning. Okay, now we are up to Sifkot and Bala the Mishnah Berurah. She'ein makir nakil. Now, but it says, but if this Malachi that this Kablan is doing, it's Bitsinu, that means he's doing it. He's washing clothing, he's fixing a car, this is Bitsinu. It's not Mefusim, no one knows that he's doing it. He's fixing a Yid's car. So then it's Mutter. She'ein Makirim Hakel, this is what we're up to. That not everyone knows that he's fixing this Yid's car. He's fixing it on Shabbos. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, Vafulu im Ktas Yoidim Shehim Melechas Yisrael. That means this car, in this city, there are 10 people who know this license number, this is Yankel's car, knows this 50 Cadillacs, but I'll come on in, 10 people in the city know from this license plate that this is Yankel's car. So from in children, and they're going to pass by on Shabbos, and they're going to see the guy that's working on Yankel's car in Shabbos. And this, the Mechaber Paskin, if she'ain makirin hakel, if everyone doesn't know, that means there's a few people that do know, it's irrelevant. V'afilu yitzak t'mishna b'afilu mitzah shiyoyin mishimalachis yisrael shori. V'af al gav demavu lekamon b'hagod yesh locho shlo oichim. We're afraid by a meloche that's done with Yisrael, we're fixing a house. We're afraid of one Oyech that might come and visit him. Ubnei Beisoy, the Bnei Beisoy Shiyach Shidu Oysoy. Shomi Meleches Mechuber, Ostam Mechuber, Shem Bolam Nikra Olav, Yechmiru Boi B'Yoysa. So Lecher, it could be the Lomdus of the Mishnah Berurah is as follows. That means Chazal were consistent. If the Meloche Mitzad Atmoy is a Meloche Mifusamers, that means he's working on my house. So the Meloche Mitzad Atmoy is a Meloche Mifusamers, and then he's working for me. Who will find out about it? One Yid will find out about it. That's irrelevant. But as long as the Meloche, Mishad the Meloche that is being done is a Meloche that is Mefalsam, this is being done for a Yid, that's also, even though only one Yid will know about it. But if Mishad the Etzem Meloche, a Goy is fixing a car in his shop, Mitzad the Etzem Meloche, you don't have to know that it's being done for you. So then, if the Meloche Mitzad Atmoy is not a Meloche Mifusemes, even though there are some people who can figure out from the license plate that this is being done for you, that they didn't ask them. Not in doors, but it's not Mifusem.
It's not
part of
the parking lot.
What?
It's
far,
isn't it?
It's 40, yeah, but he's working in a parking lot, but someone that passes by me, fixing a car, no one will, it doesn't say Atzol on the car, and it doesn't be Kachaylam on the car. So my mail is, so me, it's not Mifusem. No, this, the Eden will know his license plate. But since Mitzad the Etzem Meloch, it's not Mefusim, then they weren't Machmer. If Roy, people don't know.
This new app is Mechuba.
Mechuba means, this is a house, a wall, a chotzer. So people know he's working on my house, on my chotzer. So my mail is, so then that's called Mefusim, Lepikach. Lots of Lema. This Tam Mechuba, Ve'ki'ilu Yodua, Mefusim, Mishisha Yisrael. He's working on a property, and so people know it belongs to a Yid. Afilu, people don't know exactly who the Bailam is. Gam kenosan yeshlochus l'shchenov me'ashrenim sheyoidim shushaloi v'yashidu. That means, as long as it's a meloche mefusemes, that means they're working on a house. So even though not everyone knows that this is his house, but the Shechinim know that this is his house. So that's awesome. So also a field is a double mechusim. Everyone knows it's his field. Now we have a problem. That's a mutter. And we're talking about Marisayan by a few Derech Sode Larisus V'im Kerim Yizbaru Shalok Rabarisus. You see, you pass by the field, you see the guy working there, so the Derech is that one hires an Oris. He's hiring an Oris, he's doing it for himself. The Moshe Kosev Simen Reishman Gimel Sifalef Mikomo Kamoso V'shani Osom. In Simen Reish Mem Gimel, we were speaking about such a case. Someone rented a field to a goy, And the guy is working on the field. So he got a notice. He's working on the field. So he said, even though people will not be aware that he rented the field, but people will be under the impression that he's an artist. And as long as he's an artist, that's permissible. So there's no matter sign. So over here, what's the problem? This person is not an artist. He's a Kablan. But people will think that he's an artist. So as long as people think he's an artist, there's no matter sign. So he says, Bishami Hosom. In Simen Reish Mem Gimel, we were speaking about a guy rented a field. So which is Hemuta, he's working for himself. The Siyachlo Adovo, later they'll find out, after they harvest the crops, you must say, Shekenu, She'eni Yudi Chaylik Papayas. They'll see that the guy who was working on this field took the payas, he took all the payas. So they thought he was only an artist. Later they'll find out the whole field was rented. So there never was Marasayin. Avol Hochem, fine. They passed by, he was working every Shabbos he was working. They didn't have any kindness on the Balasod, the Mistomis, an artist. But later, when they harvested the field, and the Bala Soda took all the payas, and the guy didn't take anything, or hey, neither had over that he's not an artist. Avalochish, you base a kotzeshein, a shein, and you didn't know it forever. Yay, do la mafreya, the lavorisu. Yashidu, shishir yoim oyo, the shir, liskir ba'alum, liyamam, lamlochiv. There is such a concept of one highest workers. Vafilu iminikoir lisker mikiboilis. I feel there's a minig that they are kabalonim who work on fields. Das atas klahachnish leilanich leini yudi lasis besodde bishabis viyontif. The host came to Binyan Bayis to build the house. Dakati yashidu bishiyoy shigam zehu regilis. That means, even though there's a minig in this mokim that kablonim are hired to take care of a field, and by a kablon there's no problem of it's as called he's working for himself, not for the balasodin. But since there are also shiryoim, so there'll be marisayin. V'yesh shemakilim bozeh kishemine kol ha'iru b'kiboyles. This is Ashikas Rabbi Kemeger in the Prima Godem, that if the minig of the ear is that this work that's done, you don't hire workers, there's a kablan who comes and takes care of the field, so then it's mutter. That means the minute we are mevara, that the minig of this ear, this is not like the Native Music. Native Music said, not maybe to be on earth for another year. This is Rabbi Kemeger. Rabbi Kemeger means not the Native Music. But Rabbi Kemeger held La Loche. It's in this year, the minig is, the minig is Kaboilis. It's Mutter. V'yesh mikilim b'zek sh'minig kol ir ubi Kaboilis. Now let's just skip over the brackets. We'll come to that back in a minute. Vayim b'bir Loche sh'biyalnu. The besode yesh lismach al devrayim b'moslim herset. By a field, we can be makel. Avol b'bayis sorich iyun im yesh lahokul b'zem tu neged das kama poiskim b'ayim b'sharit shuvim b'shem noy debiyud asim in yud beis. Now, in Bir Aloche, the Bir Aloche said like this. There's a svore to say, by a soda, there's nicher a svora to be makel if the whole ear, the minig is kablonis, so there won't be malasayim. But so according to this, he can build a house also if that's the minig here. But he did not want to be makel by a bias, only by a soda. And what is the difference? The difference is because by a soda, there are others that hold, people will be toiler ba'arisus. That's the way he mentioned before that, but he won't be told about Jesus because you see he's not taking anything. There's a smaller Sapreskim that holds by a sword that Bechlal is no problem. Because since the meaning is a reason to say if he's a Kabbalah, it's all somewhat. So by a sword that by a Hefzid, the Mishnah Berurah took it on his shoulders, he can be mekel. But a bias, which we don't have this small, even though there's Rabbi Kemegin that's mekel, Prima Godem that's mekel. There's a lot of places that are machmer, so he did not want to be mekel.
Yes, there's no other reason. Hey, then that would be that for what?
That's the reason. Now, let's go back. Yes. Now, Kabbalonis, which we said is mutter. That means everything is bikibaylis. La'afuki imrak adricha levadehu kablin. If the contractor is the kablin, that means, if the minika is, you think I hire a contractor. But the contractor tells the bailam, listen, I need 5 Mexicans today, you take care of it. So, and then he could go and hire the 5 Mexicans. I mean, so if the minika here is that the bailam is also mishtatis to get workers, and he could get schirayim, so then we lost that of kabbalas. But Medina, Haina Besaycheir, Shekhar Medina Lafomim. Hatrum, Shergilim, Anshir Lafomim, Leila, Shemabin Saychatrum. Laniach, so he's not permitted to let a guy work on his field or on the house. Isa Besaycha, Chasidim Simen Shin Memchas. Ma'isib Odemechad Shesocha Eini Yehudi Livnais Beisai Bekablonis. Someone hired a goy to build his house Bekablonis, according to the Rabbeinu Tam Mitzmuta, Rabbeinu Tam held Mitzmuta. V'hoyo Ha'eini Yehudi Boine B'Shabbos. He built, he knows the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam was Mata, Kablonis, Vahoyu Misramim all of them. People were tining it, building it, Shabbos. Valoychoshis lakach. Listen, if you learn Shulchan Aruch, you'll see a Kabbalah, it's mutter. It's not even any kindness, it's mutter. The guy died to the Namshay, it's mutter. Valoychoshis yomim awotim shloy nisher hakal kaloy loy valay lazah. He lost everything. So the Sefer Hasidim is telling us, we're playing with fire. So don't tell me Mika didn't cover on his mutter. It's not mesugul. Imdo Ratzalaimel. But what if he lives Michutz Latrumia? The Gam Ainira Heres beside Trumai. Afilohi also Yeshlochishloch in the Mikli Legabe. Eichem will come to him. And the Yashidu and Obi Hoshitim. Omar the Mekilim Lekame Michutz Lekum Einik Sharaka Malachi Hisham Avuhu Ba'atzmai Dor Be'ir. So Memelem, so the Malachi, no one will ever see it. V'gamei Nirachares V'uadim Kshedor Shom Eze Yehudi B'Soychad Chum Shom Malachi Gam Kein Osa. That means if there's no city in the Chum, there's no city in the Chum of the field, but there's one person that's living in that home, so forget about it. Because of that one person who's living in that home, we have to be afraid this person might come and pass by and see the working on the Yiddish field, this matter aside. But if it's chutz l'chum, mutter the sulek mishum matter aside. Ben Yehudi, so there's no matter sign, Ben Yehudi Ketorach, the guy that's working, but he did Ketorach. Vehine, mitoich ma'ashen isbair b'zeh ha'sif mukach. The also liskers any Yehudi b'kablonis. Now, let's talk a practical shaila, that you're not allowed to hire a guy b'kablonis, Lefanes zimlei mechotzer, to take out the zemel from the chotzer, the garbage from the chotzer. Vu oise boi b'shabes, vu hu misakin the chotzer b'zeh, vu hu b'chwal meleches mechuba. Now, we are speaking about bizman, we're speaking about this is a Morgan Abram. We're not speaking about garbage cans at the present time. We're speaking about that there was zemel that accumulated in the chotzer, and you had it come and take out the zemel, and the zemel was mechuba to the chotzer, and by doing this in Shabbos, this is nichwa meleches boine. You're being misakin the kalka, this is anisa the raisa. Now, there were garbage men that they could come whenever they came, and they came on Shabbos. So, Dr. Mishabule, so if you learn this, see, it's also because it's mechusim, and even though it's kablonis, it should be awesome. Now, in other places, the meaning was that they did hire goyim, and they let them, and it seems the responsibility of the chalik of the street in front of the house, each homeowner was responsible to make sure that that chalik of the street was clean. Fine, so that the chayim was part of the obligation of the owner of the house. There were mekaymis that goyim kablonim used to come on their own accord on Shabbos, and they used to go and clean the street. And this was Bisman the Mogin Avon. So now we have Akasha, so what's that? The time of, so he said that the Mekor of this Hanoge is the Vishal Rabin Leke Cheshode. This is not, till now we're learning one person had a Kabbalah working in his house, working in his field. So the Bechoshetim. But here this is a whole community, a whole neighborhood, that the Kabbalah comes on Shabbos and he cleans the street. So Memele, so soon this is an undertaking of a community, we have a cloud. The Bishal Rabin Lekech Shodim. You're not conscious that a Rabin did an Aveirim. So, Memele, if this is being done for a community, so we will assume that some of the Kablonim, a Yochid, I'll be Choshid, maybe it's a Schir Yoin. But if it's a Rabin, I won't be Choshid that they did something wrong in Mustamme. They were done properly. I will be Schir Yoin, Pshitid also. The Achronim Hisigo al Taimim, the Achronim did not like this heter, the Datim did not come in a Bezenium by Ram Leyochid. So there's a Machlokes, if there's such a heter Bechlau. That means if there's a minik, he can be soymich on this. But to make a new minik, he wouldn't want to be makel. Ayin shom taimoy, the yesh chilul Hashem bedom. There's a new problem of chilul Hashem, uchnul kamei. The hinei, afilu im noimah, the mishal rabim lekech eshodeh. We will none on this heter. Mikol mokim hiskim hamogen avrom she'ein lahat livnei speis haknesus b'shabes bekablonis. To build a shul bekablonis. Now here you have a heter of rabbin. This the shul is a community shul, not a private house. They're building a shul, and l'chayre we have this heter of rabbin. So the Magen Avraham says it's still awesome. Why? Ki bizmaneinu sheinu umeshcheinu menichem l'shum odom lasses malachet v'resim yem chagom ike chilul Hashem im naniach anachnu lasses b'yem Shabbos v'yom tov. Amar l'kizach. Bizman the Magen Avraham, Sunday, which was a Goyish holiday, they did not permit a Yid to do work. The Goyim did not permit. So that is the Sunday laws finished. So the Magen Avraham says, so if we are going to build a shul on Shabbos with Goyim, Well, they'll say, no, she didn't even sleep clean, I eat in a goy. For us, it's a holy day. We won't permit a yeast to work on our holy days. And by then, so my mail will be a chul Hashem. In the year nach the last of the year, Shabbos v'yom tov. For me, kol mokim kosu kam achoinim. In yesh hashas has v'shom. She's bakal abinyim beis haknesus or gamri. That means with all these chesbonos, if we won't permit the shul to be built on Shabbos v'kablonis, so the shul will not be built. Mutal and Nirlin Yuli Lemnaisik Shubekablonis, Bavachi Mefusim, Lakel Shohu Bekablonis.